people who have capacity. Some here. And there's a reason why Cyrus in the Bible was a worthy man. And when we read in the scriptures, we find out that he is actually the one who helped Paul. When Paul was released from prison, the scripture says there was nobody, there was no one who took care of him, and it was Silas who went to look for Paul until he found Paul and sold him and accommodated him and put him in a hotel for 1 year. So when we speak of the kingdom, when we speak of the kingdom, we are the ecclesia. We are God's system of governance where God himself as a king, he looks at us. We may have nothing, we may have no money, but in his wisdom, he sees man in us. He sees resources in us, and then he saves us and brings us to his ecclesia. Look at your neighbor, say, I'm not just cheap. I'm God's child in his ecclesia. So when we gather, it's not a gathering of failures. When we come and we preach this gospel, we know what we are preaching. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Tell your neighbor, we are not just people. We are God's chosen. We're not just some failure somewhere else trying to look for a way. So the church, it is not just a place where we are meeting. I said, for your own information, I said, the gospel I preach, I said, asking my people, we are a Jesus nation, and everyone in our church has been given a mandate to take over. In business, in art and entertainment, we are not just people who we sit somewhere and say, oh, hello, we are praying and miracles will be falling from heaven. Like, where is another one? No. We are hard workers. We are partakers. We know all kinds of miracles. There are miracles where we have to act. And there are miracles which they just appear. We believe in both. Somebody say, I'm here, prophet. So tonight, this topic of miracles is very important for us to discuss. There are types, there are actions. If you want to receive a miracle, there are actions that you have to do for a miracle to happen. There are actions. I said this yesterday, and in passing, I'm going to repeat some few things on actions, because a miracle, you can actually be in a ministry where miracles are happening, and yet you may think you believe in them while you don't believe in them. I said earlier on, I said, Jesus was with the apostles who were living with him. And yet, they thought they were believing, and they were not. Imagine where you think you believe and you don't. And Jesus would only know whether you really believe or not when you're in trouble. So Jesus is in a boat, and the boat wants to sink. And these guys are crying. Master, we are sinking. I can think that's what they were crying. I can think that's what they were saying. We are dying. Where was Jesus? Come on, where was Jesus? He was in the boat. Like some of you right now, you're even crying. Oh, my business is sinking. My life is sinking. Where is Jesus? Right in your heart. That's where we know if you have faith or you don't. It's so possible you may be in a ministry where actually everyone else think, I am in a ministry, I believe, I have got faith. You can even fly from your country and come here, yet you have no faith. Imagine failing to cast out a demon. Apostles, a demon of epilepsy, come out, the whole day. The demon is not coming out. Jesus Christ came, he never rebuked the demon for being stubborn. He rebuked them for not believing. Imagine you're praying for something right now and it's not changing. You think Jesus will rebuke your situation? He will rebuke you for not believing. That's why if you want to invest, invest in believing.
And it's so simple to have faith. Very simple to have faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing what? The word. As you are hearing me right now, there is an impartation that is taking place. You are receiving faith. Look at your neighbor and say, the way I'm believing now is out of this world. So there are actions for you to show that you actually have faith. And the first action that we want to look at is the action of praise. Somebody say praise. Worship God. If you can, every morning, worship God. If you want to see miracles, worship. We once shared about 2 Chronicles chapter 20, from verse 20 to 24. The scripture speaks how the people of Israel, they were facing an army. Imagine that there are three countries coming together against Judah. Now, they want to attack Judah. And these guys know that we are dealing with a great army than us. The battle we are facing is bigger than us. And I have somebody here watching me, and somebody in this place who you are facing something bigger than yourself. But guess what? The Bible says with this battle, if we take weapons, we'll lose. The only thing we need is a miracle. God should fight for us. So they said, how then can we do it? The scripture says, simple, praise. Let's begin to worship. And the Bible says when they began to worship, the enemies began to kill one another on their own. And these guys were worshiping and they were singing and they were devising where the enemy were. And they were not going there with weapons. They were going there with the songs of worship, with the songs of praise. And by the time they were arriving in the camp of the enemy, they found only dead bodies. Come on, raise your hand and say, Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. So worship can bring forth a miracle. Praise can bring forth a miracle. If you worship God, you can attract his attention and his presence can move and things can happen. Am I talking to somebody right here? Now, we saw in the scripture when a woman went to Jesus. She said, I have a problem. My child is sick. And the child had a demonic attack. And the woman says, I need you to deliver my child. And Jesus said, I'm sorry, but the food for my children is not for dogs. Are you here, somebody? He said, the food for what? For my children is not for what? The Bible says the woman bowed down and worshipped him. Jesus changed his philosophy. He said, my Father in heaven. The Father was like, what's up? He said, there is a situation. I have a problem here. There is a woman I'm not supposed to deliver her child. But guess what? The Father said, what's the problem? She just worshipped me. The Father said, deliver. Major. The Bible says she just worshipped. The Bible says she bowed and worshipped. And he said, even dogs eat from the things that are fallen from the table. Jesus said, go, it is done. And the Bible says the woman went home and found her child delivered. And when she found out, it was exact same time when she worshipped. Worship can bring forth a miracle in your life. Raise your hand again and say, Lord, I worship your name. Sometimes when you're facing problems, when you're facing challenges, do not even worry about, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. Just go in your bedroom and say, Father, this battle is greater than I, but I'm here, I bow because I know you are greater than in my situation. I bow, I worship you because you are bigger than what I'm facing. Somebody say, I worship you, Lord. So worship can produce a miracle. Worshipers, if you worship, not just worshiping like you know, when you come in church and say, let's worship choir. Sing.
in the beginning.
I'm not talking that. I'm talking about you worshiping in spirit. This is an intentional worship. Not the one we just come and we want to worship the Father. No, I mean you have a challenge and you want to do an intentional worship. That I know I have a problem, but I want to thank God because He's bigger than my situation. He can turn around things. Father, I bow before you.
Jesus, I told you yesterday, He comes at the grave of Lazarus and He knows He has been in the grave for 4 days. In fact, Martha and Mary, they're even telling Him to say, Master, He's even stinking now. If you were here, Jesus is never late, eh? Tell you, but Jesus is never late. If you were here, a certain woman told me, said, Papa, if you were in my life when I was young, I would be married by now. I said, heaven is never late. I said, receive your marriage. I touched her head. I said, receive your marriage. It only took 5 months she got married. Heaven is never late. Heaven is never late. If you have faith in Jesus Christ, if you have faith in God, He is never late. So worship. And I want you to get this. Worship. Imagine that Jesus comes there and Lazarus is in the grave for 4 days. Jesus never prayed. The only thing He said was what? Father, I thank you that you always hear me and that you heard me. Lazarus, come out. After worship, Lazarus rose up from there, walking like this, a dead body coming out. Ah, Lazarus. Yeah. Ah. Lazarus. Ah, where am I? Jesus said, remove these things from him. Take your brother home. Someone said, worship. When Paul and Silas were in prison, they never prayed. They just worshipped. And the prison cells broke asunder. Tell your neighbor, I'm worshipping right here. It is an action to attract a miracle. If you worship, if intentionally, knowing that I'm worshiping because I know God in this situation, He is bigger than this situation, a miracle can show up. Everywhere people worshiped in the Bible, God manifested. Am I talking to somebody here? And it has to be. So the problem is, we have got people who all the times, when they want to pray, Lord, Lord, I bind in the name of Jesus, every attack of the enemy, catch fire. No, it's good. They have to catch fire. But sometimes the strategy, we need to change the strategy. Do you understand? In the military, when you want to attack the enemy, sometimes we attack the enemy from the air. Sometimes we attack the enemy from the ground. And sometimes we attack the enemy from submarines. He must not know where he is used. That every time she says, I bind, I command. I bind, I command. Another day you submarine. Just bow and say, Lord, I worship you. Ah! The enemy will be confused. Will say, ah! What type of weapon is he using today? Tell your neighbor, I'm here. Like what I've done here, coming to this prayer mountain. It's a different weapon. You can't intercept it. You can't. This one, there's no devil who can intercept it. It's a lightning weapon. Even if they are air defense system in the kingdom of the devil to grab our prayers. This one. Intercontinental rocket. Are you hearing me? Intercontinental rocket. It's a cruise missile. This one, even if you put your... It doesn't work. Are you hearing me? By the time your defense system is trying to pick what's coming, You know, it rotates like this. To pick, say, where? Which signal? Where is it from? I was still thinking, a bomb, boom. That's what we are doing tonight. Every area where the enemy has been trying to grab your prayers, not again. Say worship. And number two, I told you this, forgiveness. Forgiveness. And this should not be something that you do once. It has to be a thing you do always. Forgiveness. Say forgiveness. Say it again. You see, the Bible says in the book of Mark 11, 25, it says what? And whenever you stand praying, forgive. Whenever you stand, whenever. So this forgiveness is attached to prayer. If you have seen it, where it is talking about you must forgive, it is where prayer is what? Attached. That's why people mess you up. Because the devil will know, if he will not mess this woman up, her prayer will be answered. So he will make someone disappoint you. So that you are still bitter. Somebody say, not me. Say, I have forgiven them. Imagine someone being blocked from getting a miracle because they have not forgiven. Jesus said, for you to know the Son of Man has the power to forgive sin, rise up and walk. The moment Jesus forgave, a miracle happened. You didn't hear me. The moment Jesus, when they brought a man from the roof, when they removed the roof and brought a patient through the roof, Jesus said, I have forgiven you. And people said, why are you forgiving? He said, for you to know I have the power to forgive, rise up and walk. There was no miracle until he forgave. Tell your neighbor, forgive. All right. So forgiveness. Someone say forgiveness. Forgiveness is the gospel. If we want to be forgiven by God, we have to forgive. Forgiveness. Say forgiveness. Number three, you have to sharpen your listening skills. Oh, God. This one is amazing. You have to sharpen your listening what? If you do not listen, listen to me. If you do not listen, most miracles are just in one word. Tell her how to jump. Now, if you want a miracle to happen, sharpen your listening skills. Because God may be talking to you, do this, and you're not doing it. Many miracles are in listening. Now, did you hear that? In Romans 8, verse 14, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. In John 9, verse 7, the miracle was in the pool. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. Jesus was there. I mean, come on. Jesus is here, and you would actually, everyone else would expect him just to heal you. But Jesus says, go and wash where? Come on, answer my question. Go and wash where? Go and wash in the pool. It's a simple instruction. So some of you begin to ask God, help me to listen. Don't just worship God religiously. Begin to have a fellowship. Hear what he's saying. I decree and declare. Your ears are opening. Hold your ear. And he said, my ears open now. Say it again. My ears open now. Number four, only speak the language of faith. Always speak the language of faith. Speak the language of faith. Tell your neighbor, speak the language of faith. In Mark 11, 23, the Bible says, the last statement, it says, he will have whatever he says. Anyone, if you say something and you don't doubt, you will have it. Somebody say, I'm healed. And the Bible says, you will have. Somebody say, I'm healed. And the Bible says, you have. Somebody say, I'm delivered. You will have whatsoever. Somebody say, I have a breakthrough. The Bible says, you shall have whatsoever you say. Put your hands together for the Lord. And number five, this is the most important. Don't take no for an answer. In God's kingdom, there is no no. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God, are they no? Answer my question, are they no? What are they? They are yes and in him. Amen. Oh, don't tell me no. Imagine you apply for a visa and they tell you no. And then you accept it. You will never get a miracle. Refuse that no. Come on, someone say, I refuse. We refuse it because in God's kingdom there is no no. If you apply for a visa, if they say no, apply again until they say yes. Because in God's promises, they are always what? Yes. They are yes and amen. Imagine you apply for a job and they say no. And then you accept it. Don't accept it. You say in the name of Jesus. The promises of God are yes. May you become what God wants you to become. I say, may you become what God wants you to become. May you become what God wants you to become. May you become what you've been praying for. Whatsoever has been saying no, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. May you become it in the name of Jesus. Are we going to number six? Always refuse to doubt. Refuse to doubt. So I refuse to doubt. Listen to this. You can actually start by believing and end up in doubt. Peter began in faith. But he didn't end in faith. Jesus said, walk on water, come. And he began in faith. He actually walked on water. But when he saw the storm, he began to what? He began to sink. And Jesus said, Peter, why did you doubt? So things can be moving well. Everything can be moving well until the day you begin to doubt. If you want to have a miracle, never doubt. There are people who have been praying for something for years and years until they began to doubt. They even stopped praying about it. They are praying for other things now. Like, I don't think this thing is going to happen. So they stopped and they began to pray for other things. I am here to reactivate your faith. You are not stopping over that petition. I'm telling you, it will happen whether the devil likes it or not. Receive in the name of Jesus. Now you can tell your neighbor, say, I am actually starting again to pray over it. Never doubt. Imagine David. He was given a prophecy that he'll become a king. And the prophecy took 14 years before it happened. He never doubted. Never doubt. Tell your neighbor, never doubt. It will take place. It will happen.